We moving forward within the Reader News Bulletin. As it has been stated, that we'll be joined by Dr. Etuna Simon from Vevecha University, and she is also the head of curriculum, especially at Vevecha University, head of Center of Curriculum Development and Innovation, and to speak to us about the topic that we have been speaking about. And still public, they want more, especially to look at artificial intelligence. And it's also featured in our innovation corner. If you read the Villager newspaper for today, you'll be able to understand and also get the content of the article that is written from the Villager Innovation Corner that is looking at the tutor in every backpack. AI enter the classroom. Dr. Etona, good afternoon. And once again, thank you for joining us. And how is Velvicia University?
Good afternoon, and thank you for having me. Helvetia University is good. We are doing very well, and we are blessed indeed.
Yes, let's look at the paper for today, especially when we speak about the tutor in every backup, or I mean in every backpack, AI enter the classroom. Maybe before we look at the content of today's article, somebody who did not read the Villager newspaper today, maybe you should just give the objective and the aim of today's contribution, especially when you speak about the tutor in every backpack, AI enter the classroom. What is the objective of the article?
Indeed, what we are advocating is that we are saying that we want to focus on teacher empowerment. So we are looking at AI tools that we are saying that it cannot and should not replace teachers. So the message we are sending out there, we are saying that the AI tools in the classroom should serve as an instructional assistant that automates routine grading and diagnostics, freeing educators to focus on human mentorship and discussion. So that is number one. Secondly, we are talking about equitable personalization. So we are saying that AI democratizes one-on-one tutoring. That means that previously, an expensive privilege, you know, it was very expensive to get a tutor for your child.
Yeah,
So,
very,
but
yeah.
not everyone had that privilege or luxury to afford it. So we are saying that by providing differentiated self-paced learning to every learner in overcrowded classroom, that is the main purpose. And also in terms of locally grounded innovation, like for example, we gave a specific example in our country that happened in our very own town, that is the Liberate town, where a pilot took place last year. I believe many of us really missed out on this development. So it proves that homegrown public-private collaboration involving the ministry, the Telecom Namibia, and the YN AI that can produce what we call scalable blueprints tailored to Namibian realities. Thirdly, we are saying it provides the foundations as a prerequisite. So in that, AI is an amplifier, not a magic fix. Digital learning depends entirely on strong numeracy and literacy foundation. And last but not least, we are saying that it's bridging the divide. So in terms of national policy, we have to ensure that it must prioritize deploying educational technology to remote rural schools where access to specialists or specialized teachers is limited. So that is the message we are sending out there. And those are the objectives of the article.
Now let us look at the understanding of artificial intelligence. You know, there are things that we may speak about it in most cases, or we just hear it. When you read a document, you just hear it. But when you look at many listeners, when they are hearing about artificial intelligence, they think it's something that is sophisticated, it's complex, and it's also something of the future, or only something which should be understood by engineers and also AI experts or people who studied the computer science. Now, to look at the practical terms, looking at the Namibian classroom, for example, what does AI in Namibian classroom look like, especially in today's time?
You see, for generations, as I earlier alluded to, one-on-one personal tutoring has been one of the most effective ways to help a child learn.
So we
have recognized that. But it has also been an expensive luxury out of reach for the vast majority of Namibian families. So what AI tutoring does is democratize that support. So in practical sense, it does not mean humanoid robots standing in front of a, you know, a chalkboard.
Yeah.
No. It looks like an intelligent digital assistant that sits on a tablet, computer, laptop, or smartphone. When a learner is doing practical exercises, this tool immediately spots where they get stuck, number one. Secondly, adjust the difficulty. Thirdly, also offers what we call patient step-by-step guidance at the learner's own pace. So this supports what we call learner-centered education. So most importantly, it alerts the teacher to struggling learners long before, you know, final examinations arrive, so that that teacher can be able to support that, to provide additional support to that learner. So tutoring, turning what we say, what we used to be getting work into targeted academic support. That is what it means,
Now let us look at the fear of AI. You know, it's not only in education, it's in various areas to say, you know, this thing of robotics, this thing of artificial intelligence, you know, they are coming to replace our job, they are coming to replace our educator. You know, you have, like my father is a BETD graduate, you know, the first teachers post independence. Now, to look at the new technology, there is always a fear to say, you know, this technology, they are going to take our jobs, and you find the robots going to workshop that you don't want to get into, they don't get tired while you are concerned with the family. How do we get out of this fear of development, particularly with artificial intelligence, especially when it comes to educator? How do you respond to this concern?
Yeah, so that fear is understandable.
Yeah.
But we want to reassure our educators and parents unequivocally that AI cannot and will not replace the human teacher. It can never. All right? So teaching is not just about delivering content or grading worksheets. It is fundamentally about empathy, inspiration, ethical guidance, and critical dialogue. So human qualities that no computer algorithm can replicate. So that is one of the main things there. So what we are saying here is that what AI does is transform the teacher's role into that of an empowered learning coach. So right now, teachers spend hours marking repetitive tests and managing administration. So they are overloaded if you look at their workload currently. When we bring in the AI, it takes care of automated grading and routine practice, like in terms of practical exercise for these learners. So it frees up valuable classroom time. So the teacher has now time to teach the class and guide and facilitate learning, you know, allowing the teacher to mentor learners, facilitate what we call rich discussion, and give one-on-one attention to the children who need it most. So it will not replace.
So the fear, the fear should not be there. We should embrace it.
We should indeed embrace that, yes.
Okay, now let us look at the practical part. You indicated that in that paper that, you know, this change is no longer just theory, but you pointed out some of the practical projects. You mentioned Y or Yeni AI project in Karas region. Maybe somebody want to know to say what is this project entails, and also what did that project achieve for so far, especially as far as artificial intelligence is concerned?
Yes, indeed. In July 2025, there was a 5-month YENI AI teacher integration pilot study that was rolled out in Lutheran.
Mm.
So I believe many of us really miss on that development.
Mm-hmm.
So engaging, this project engaged grade 8 and 10 learners and their teachers at the two secondary schools that I mentioned in the paper, the Lutheran Secondary School and then the Angra Pequena Secondary School.
Mm-hmm.
So what makes this pilot remarkable is its collaborative and local design. So it combined AI tutoring with teacher-led classroom instruction, supported by our very own Telecom Namibia for network connectivity. Remember, previously we were talking about issues with regard to connectivity, right? And officially endorsed by our line ministry, that is the Ministry of Education, Innovation, Youth, Sport and Arts and Culture.
Mm.
And this initiative established a practical, scalable blueprint for our public education system. So the stated ambition was to expand the model to 25. I'm going to follow up on this development because it's quite very interesting.
Yeah.
And I'm also urging our listeners to do that. And also educators to really take up this development and see how we can learn and emulate it in our very own settings and communities.
Mm.
So this shows that Namibia can pioneer what we call homegrown solutions to our educational challenges.
Mm-hmm.
So that collaboration is quite very important.
Now, maybe just to follow up on that, this project is also showing that you need, I think, connectivity is also necessary, especially where you have a tech company such as Telecom in rolling out AI.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now let us look at let's continue look at in Namibia, especially in public school, there is a common challenge. That is overcrowdedness in terms of classroom. You find there has been an indication a ratio of a teacher 1 to 30, but you start seeing that some of the learners, they can go even until 40 or more. How exactly does artificial intelligence tutor can help to manage this, to say, if when we were growing up, there's always a classroom, but you always have those back benches. Even if a teacher is doing something which is important, they either disturb or it's just difficult to manage. But maybe in integrating artificial intelligence tutor, how can this be managed and fill this academic gap?
That is indeed the reality on the ground. So what you are saying, in a traditional crowded classroom, you put it there, a teacher often has no choice but to teach to the middle of the class. So that means fast learners get bored, number one, while struggling learners fall behind in silence because they are too shy at times or embarrassed to even raise their hands.
Yeah.
So an AI tutoring tool solves this by providing differentiated instruction. There is a strategy in education, what we call differentiated instruction.
Mm-hmm.
So while 30 learners are in the same room, or 40, to just be specific, each one can interact with exercises calibrated to their specific level. So a student who struggles with basic fractions, for example, can get remedial support without stigma, while a student ready for advanced algebra, for example, can move ahead. So you are supporting all the learners, diverse learners equally in the same classroom. So meanwhile, the teacher receives a real-time digital dashboard showing exactly which concepts the class is struggling with, for example, allowing them to step in with targeted group lessons rather than generic lectures. Because at times, if you have to ask teachers, to be honest, it's not easy to address challenges for diverse learners equally. Some of them may be disadvantaged, you know, but they are doing their level best. But we want the AI to come in and assist that teacher.
Yeah, no, you know, I think this is so interesting. Maybe just to add some meat on differentiated instruction. How is it that do we all need to have tablets in the classroom, or how maybe just if you have to just look at this, because I'm interested to look at this, because when you say those who are struggling can also be assisted to pick themselves up, and those who are ahead can also move ahead. Maybe just to put more emphasis on this.
Okay,
yeah.
Wonderful. In terms of differentiated instruction in teaching, so it's a method that adapt lesson to match each student's unique learning styles, because you have diverse learners in your classroom and they have unique learning styles, you know, readiness and interest, also while keeping them at the same learning goals for everyone. So instead of using a single way to teach the whole class, the teacher can change how they present the material and how students and show their students what they have learned. So if we get more in details, we look at content, process, product, environment, so the teachers will understand those processes that entails that procedure, that strategy.
No, it's a good thing, because when the teacher leaves the classroom, she or he already know that he was impactful or she need to do more. But let's move forward. In your paper, or in the contribution that Innovation Corner has made, your emphasis was more on also on numeracy and literacy, which remain an unnegotiable foundation for AI assisted learning. Why is so important that we do not treat technology as a silver bullet?
This is a critical point. You see, even my tone, I'm tuning a bit low.
Yeah.
It's very critical.
Yeah.
Technology is an amplifier, as I indicated earlier. It is only as good as the foundation you layer it onto.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
if a child has not developed basic reading comprehension or foundational arithmetic concepts, handing them a smart device or an AI app will not solve the underlying problem. So they must be able to read prompts, for example, interpret instructions, and understand fundamental logic. That is what our teacher does in the school. So at Velvicia University, our curriculum philosophy is clear. We must keep our focus on mastering early grade literacy, that is, you know, in terms of our teacher educator training and numeracy in our school. So AI should be viewed as a powerful complementary tool that strengthens that foundation, not as a shortcut to bypass what we call essential basics. We still have to do our best as teachers. I want to give one practical example. So an early grade teacher could use locally relevant reading passage about conserving water, for example, during drought, visiting a clinic, or, you know, when we take our learners to Etosha, it's one of the common tour that our schools are doing. So, or everyday life in a Namibian community. So AI may generate extra exercises, but the teacher checks vocabulary, sexual accuracy, and reading level. So when we expose the learners, we can already start teaching them in that way as well.
So you mean that learners from every grade must be prepared before they engage with artificial intelligence? Maybe just to add to this, I've seen it, some people, they thought it's a good thing. Some people, they also thought it's quite a destroying early learning skills. You find a child who is 3 years old, but they already know how to open a tablet, they are playing games. Is this a right thing, or where do preparation come in for there?
Well, I always tell people that the technology is not a challenge to us. It's how we use it.
Yeah.
We use it responsibly. It's not wrong. We just need to there should be parental guidance. Mm-hmm. I always tell parents, there's nothing wrong with you purchasing a tablet for your child, because to me, the children learn faster that way as well, because like I say, it comes in as an assistant, but we still have to do to play our role as teachers, as parents. So we just need to guide them through. So we are saying that Elena may have access to a sophisticated chatbot, for example, you know, like their tablet, if you put in some app, but still unable to distinguish between what we call question asking them or compare, you know, in terms of calculating or be able to justify that information. So strong reading comprehension is what enables meaningful use of the tool. So we still need to guide them through.
So, okay. Now let us look at the issue of inequality. There is always a legitimate concern regarding the digital divide. You look at school in urban center, you also look at the connectivity of internet, and you also look at what we have at rural school where you don't have basic infrastructure. Somebody may want to ask to say, how do we ensure that AI does not widen this inequality gap between urban and rural learners? You know, I'm asking this question because I'm always telling my colleague to say they must not speak first, because I'm from project school. I'm from because we need time to catch up. It's just something that I like throwing it as a joke, but the issue of inequality is real. While we are progressing with others, other they may be struggling even just to connect to internet. How do we deal with this?
I can really relate to that because I'm a product of the village school as well. So that is a central question facing our education sector. So all of us collectively, we really need to ponder on this question. In fact, our argument is that the question is no longer whether AI belongs in our classroom, but how quickly we
just hold on, just hold on.
Need some help with the groceries this month? Then YouSave has a competition that is just for you. Every Friday between 1 and 2 p.m., Eagle FM will be giving away a $500 YouSave voucher. To stand a chance of winning the $500 YouSave voucher, all you have to do is follow Eagle FM Namibia on Facebook, X, and Instagram, and be on the lookout for the weekly competition question. YouSave, where good food costs less.
We are in communication with Dr. Etuna from Bavicha University, and we were speaking about inequality in terms of infrastructure. How should we make sure that AI is not widening this? You may continue.
Yes, I was saying our argument is that the question is no longer whether AI belongs in our classroom, but how quickly can we get these tools into the hands of our learners located furthest from specialized teachers, So a school in a remote village is often where the shortage of specialized mathematicians or mathematics, science teachers is most acute. So what we are saying is that this is precisely where an AI tutor can have the most transformative impact. So bridging this divide requires deliberate national collaboration. So we need telecommunications providers, for example, Telecom Namibia, you know what they've done in Lutheran. We can also now give this challenge to other providers, you know, internet providers, alongside government and private partners to come on board to invest in zero rated educational data, offline capable digital platforms, and solar powered school technology. You know, in terms of clean energy, I'm always wondering, if you look at our country, solar power, we are so rich. So that geography never determines a child's educational destiny. So we need to come through. We need to collectively come through for our learners, especially in rural areas, so that we can bridge that divide.
You mentioned a very important thing, especially when it comes to solar. Most of the time when we speak about technology and electrification, we almost forget that we are rich when it comes to the aspect of solar. It's a good thing that you have mentioned that. Now you are the head of curriculum, and we also look at innovation. And you run the institution, particularly from the innovation side, and also to develop new ways of dealing with, the future. Now, looking at Velvicia University, what is the university broader vision in this space? And what message do we have for educational stakeholder, especially across Namibia?
Okay, at Velvicia University, our mandate through the Curriculum Development and Innovation Center is to anticipate the future of learning and equip our educational community to lead it. So we are actively researching, developing, and advocating for modern curricular frameworks that integrate emerging technologies responsibly. So we want to ensure that our future educators, healthcare professionals and leaders are not just consumers of foreign technology, but innovative thinkers who understand how to apply digital tools to solve local problems. So my message to our educators, parents, and policymakers is to embrace this technological shift with confidence and purpose. So when we combine dedicated human teachers with smart, supportive technology, we give every Namibian child, regardless of their background, the opportunity to excel.
Yes, doctor. There was a question here on collaboration, and also to say, how do we work together with other institutions? Because there's a saying to say, Velvicia is already ahead. It's few institutions that have an innovation center and also the work that you do. But looking at the broader perspective, how do we ensure collaboration? Especially either is a university with schools, is university with other universities, university with college. How do we ensure collaboration in this space of innovation? Especially either is AI research and also to upgrade Namibia education system, especially where we need the integration of AI.
This is really a very good question here.
Yeah.
We are talking about collaborating, working together with other institutions, with other individuals, with other experts in the field. So at Velvicia University, we welcome collaborative effort. We would want to actually extend this call out there for institutions and equally expert individuals to come on board. So we work together collectively, to educate a Namibian child, to contribute to the development of our of the education in our country. So we have room for that. We welcome all of them at our university, particularly at the Center for Curriculum Development and Innovation.
Yeah, looking at that, while we are at the end of our conversation, maybe there is a student out there, or there is a scientist who have better ideas on how to upgrade the education system, or as a proposal, but also want to collaborate with Velvicia University, and also to either learn from the expert or maybe get some advice. How should this person contact the university? Which area person directly should come to, and who directly should a person communicate to? Because there is always a question about entrepreneurs or thinkers who want to innovate, but there are no institutions that are able to work in together in that line.
Indeed. They are welcome to come directly to any of our campuses. Mostly they can come, if you are in Windhoek, you can come to the City Center campus.
Yeah.
They can contact me. They can call us directly at 061-247-238. Then they can reach us at Velvicia University or email info at www.edu.na. So, like in Windhoek, we are located 39 Channel Life Tower, 4th Street Mall, Windhoek. So that is where you will find the city campus. And we are always available to attend, especially when it comes to innovation. What I always tell our people and our listeners is that we would really want innovative ideas. We want to work to engage our community members, our experts in the community, you know, so that they come through. They should come forth with those innovative ideas. Don't sit at home and you feel like your idea will not be considered.
Yeah.
We welcome all those ideas as we develop our programs and our curriculum. We would want to really work with all these our people around in Namibia. Anywhere you find yourself, if you are in the south, in the north, you are welcome to come to Welwitschia University.
Indeed. Yes, Dr. Edna Simon, thank you for joining us this Friday. And continue what you are doing and greet Welwitschia University.
Indeed. Thank you very much for having me. And have a blessed weekend ahead.
Yes, you too. Bye-bye.